Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. All right, Bob, are you ready? Okay.
I've come a long way through time. Such a hazardous journey, trying to find a place where there was peace of mind. It was here at the end of time I arrived and put on the fine linen, clean and white. And it was you, Lord, I was looking for all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalized with you, for I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones, and made glorified flesh and bones too. Yeah. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife, and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, all the time that I was looking for. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. I've come a long way through time. Such a hazardous journey, trying to find a place where there was peace of mind. It was here at the end of time I arrived and put on the fine linen, clean and white. And it was you, Lord, I was looking for all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalized with you, for I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones, and made glorified flesh and bones too. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife, and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, all the time that I was looking for. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, time you took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. And I praise you, my Lord, for it was you all the time. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. That's a mighty good song. It's a new one, isn't it? Amen. So I just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the good things that he's doing for us. And one says he daily loads us with benefits. And that certainly is a true statement. Amen. So we just appreciate what God's doing. All right, look like we're ready to go here, and we just praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to just talk about the Lord, to praise the Lord, and to honor him. Amen. And we just moved into a new era of time, and that is... We have moved from being the virgin to being the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And so the wife of the Lamb understands things that no other group has ever understood. Amen. And for one thing, the Godhead has always been a mystery. And even Paul spoke of it as being a mystery. And that was definitely so for that time period. Amen. But in our day and in our time, praise God, the mystery has disappeared. Glory to God. Amen. Because the understanding did away with the mystery of it. Amen. And the wife, she understands the Godhead because she's part of it. Praise God. Now, most of us from that's been this thing many years, like 70 or 80 years, something like that, or even less than that, was taught that there was a Trinity, especially the Pentecostals and many, practically all denominations, but the Pentecostals, they expressed it a little more vivid because they wanted to make the Holy Ghost the third person of the Godhead. And I'm talking near Trinity. I'm not talking about the wife of the Lamb. And then there came another group up, and they went the other way. They made Jesus only. Wasn't nothing but Jesus. Amen. Jesus is God. And then they would have certain scriptures like, I and my Father are one. And they would take that as being the Father being Jesus, see. Amen. But... over time, in God's time, and it weren't so much that they were so wrong, it was just that they had got ahead of the revelation that God was revealing. And that's also understandable because we always want to push forward in the things of the Lord and be what we can be all that we can be for the Lord. And sometimes we maybe get just a little overzealous, and we should have a certain zeal for the things of God, but keeping it in check. The wife, she got that all down now that she understands the Godhead. And so today I might talk about that just a little bit. The wife understanding the Godhead. The wife is the only one to understand the Godhead because she is part of it. Praise the Lord. So we don't expect the denominations understand the Godhead in its perfection, because it don't apply there. It applies only to the wife, see. Amen. And the theory was, of course, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Well, the Father, they had it right. Amen. The great eternal Spirit, the Father. With the exception that they, many would go to the extreme, make the Father a person. Amen. But the Father weren't a person. Amen. But His Spirit was to come, the Christ part of God was to come and live in a person. Amen. That was born of the Virgin Mary, see? Amen. So we get there in the mystery of it, see how God began to reveal it. And He unfolds everything just right. And the wife of the Lamb has perfect understanding of the Godhead. Praise the Lord. And we understand that God is a spirit, always will be, and everywhere present at the same time. Amen. But the Christ part of God, there was two different things. In there was the masculine and feminine part of Christ. And when God created Adam, He created a man after His image and likeness and so on. Amen. Just like Jesus would be when He walked around here. Praise the Lord. And so as He did that, He put both the masculine and feminine in the same vessel. Amen. Because all this was in the same vessel of Christ. Amen. And God, when He created man, He put the whole thing in Adam. And then Adam, after a certain length of time, got lonely. And he looked around, saw everything that God made. He made male and female. He made help meet and so on. Everything had a mate, we would say, masculine and feminine. And He created man, but that was just man alone. But He wasn't alone. Amen. He had that feminine part in Him. Glory to God, to be taken out at the proper time. And that was when Adam's loneliness reached a certain peak. Amen. God then saw what was going on, and He put Adam to sleep, and He took a rib out of his side. Amen. And created him a helpmeet. Created him a wife. Praise the Lord. And then He took that feminine part, amen, that was in Adam, and put it over in Eve. Amen. Had a man that was all masculine and a woman that was all feminine. And so God started this out that way. Amen. He was laying the Godhead, understanding of the Godhead in. Praise God. Back way back then, He wanted us to get the thought. And as we come through to the New Testament, and it came time for God to have a son through Mary's. So He sent the angel Gabriel, and I like that Gabriel. Amen. He came to Mary and told her, "You're highly favored of God," and so on, and said, you're gonna conceive and bear forth a son, and that Holy One will be called Jesus. And He went ahead and gave her some detail. She said, "How can these things be? I know not a man." He said, "The Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you, and you'll become pregnant, and 9 months you'll bear a child." And those aren't word for word, Sarah, but that's the essence of it. Well, here Jesus, He was born. Mary and Joseph raised Him up, and He did real well. He was a carpenter, and He operated pretty much like God wanted a human being to operate. He wasn't crooked, and he was always straight as arrow, I would say. Amen. And then one day, there came a strange fellow out of the wilderness, the word says, and his name was John. And he listened to John, and John was baptizing the people, telling them to repent of their sin and be converted and so on like that. Well, Jesus, he didn't have any sins, but he wanted to set the example there. Amen. And so he went up to John and says, I want to be baptized. And John looked at him, John saw that sign that God had previously showed him. And he said, why are you coming to me to be baptized? I need to be baptized of thee. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so, to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. And so John suffered him, baptized him, and when he came up out of the water, the heavens opened. And there was a voice, amen, said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. So praise God. Now there was a Son of God on earth, glory to God, and he had within him the same thing that God put in Adam. He had the masculine part and the feminine part. Amen. And God's going to start making him a wife. Amen. And so what happened was, that you know the story very well, but I want to relate just a bit up here to get started to lay this out in the right way. Amen. So we see all that's taking place. Here was Jesus, and he went forth from Galilee, and he went forth, he began to do certain things that I've never saw a man do. He came across a blind man, he healed him. Come across 10 lepers, he healed them. And only two of them turned around and thanked him. The rest of them went on the way. So that fellow there, it must be a good fellow or something, but he healed us, and I appreciate and went on doing the things they always done properly, because the scripture doesn't give any account of it. Only two of them returned back, was interested enough to see what was going on. And so this began to go forth like that, and Jesus began to preach the kingdom of God and began to preach the word and showing where the denominational system, the Pharisees, Sadducees and all, they were in error, and they only had the written word. And they're pretty good going with the written word, but they didn't know the author of it, and they didn't know the meaning of it. Amen. When Jesus came telling them what the meaning of it was, amen, then they came against him and eventually had him crucified. Amen. And that's when he went down and preached the Spirit in prison, and those of the Old Testament orders, he brought them forth and so on. And they were here on earth. Amen. And they walked with him 40 days and night, because he stayed here 40 days and night before he ascended on high. And he led them up, see. Glory to God. So we see all these things. I'm just bringing the story, getting it to the point where we want to see the wife and how she comes in. Amen. So we got the Father, we got the Son, and we got the Son's wife. Amen. There's the Godhead. And Brother William Brannan, a prophet messenger for the Lady of Sin Age, he would always say that God does things in three. And so we see there, so the Trinitarians, they were Father, Son, Holy Ghost, as three separate persons in heaven. Amen. But God never was a person. Only as he lives through the Lord Jesus Christ and the wife, glory to God, and they being part of the Godhead, part of God. Now, I want to put a footnote in here that we will not have a thought that, how about the other people? Well, see, everybody that has eternal life has a part of God, see. But Jesus, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. See, so when we're talking about the wife, we're talking about the Godhead part of God. Amen. Amen. And so there's the Father, there's the Son, there's the wife. Amen. Now, the Son and his wife, amen, are flesh. See? Yeah, the only person, see? Amen. But the thing is, they're glorified flesh. And see, Jesus had to be crucified, go down and preach to the spirits in prison, and come back to this earth in a glorified body. See? Then he had glorified flesh and bone. That's how he could appear with the disciples, the door being shut, the Bible says. Didn't need to use the door. He just appeared there. Glory to God in that glorified body. Amen. Well, in that state, glory to God, he chose the wise, see. He had to wait until then, until he was glorified to marry the wife, that she would be glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that she would be part of the Godhead, part of God. Amen. There's God's everywhere present at the same time. But there's a Godhead where it's zero in on it. Amen. That's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. As they would put it back then. But now we have the perfect understanding of it. It's not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It's a Father, His Son, and His Son's wife, see. Amen. That's why the wife is part of the Godhead, the same as the Son's part of the Godhead. Now God's got, just like He had there in the garden after He created Adam, amen, and from Adam it took a rib and created Eve and took that feminine spirit and put it in Eve, glory to God, and that was God's plan for human, and it'll get right back to that after the millennia and all, and go into eternity. There will be a people that live forever in the natural human flesh. Amen. Amen. To take care of the earth and so on, at that matter. But there's a group, there's a small element. Let me get a little water here. Amen. There's a small element of people that's part of the Godhead, part of God. Now, everybody with eternal life is part of God. We want that to be clear. They're part of God. But this is a special group that's part of the Godhead part of God. See, Jesus weren't the fullness of God bodily. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, see? Amen, because God's therefore present at the same time. And we have a message on how God works and how Jesus worked. The works don't contradict each other. Amen. But Jesus does His work, and He has a wife, glory to God, that's part of Him. Amen. There was a marriage that took place that's related in Revelation chapter 10. Down there, it gives the history of those church age things, which I'm not going to do that. I've done it several times in the past, and we understand those things. There have been seven church ages, and that's coming through. And those that were part of the Godhead, part of God, amen, those that were that to be the wife, amen, they died and went on to the grave. The body is gone forever, see? But the spirits, which Paul related to and called them a tabernacle, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. And we see there that there's a group there, amen, and when God sends Christ back to earth for the marriage. Amen. Christ comes as a proxy. See, Jesus don't come back then. Amen. So that's a little thing there that's becoming very clear to the wife of the Lamb, that Jesus don't come back. Amen. Till the battle of Armageddon, He come back and fight that. See, the start of the millennium. Amen. So Jesus come back, but Christ has already come and got married the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so there's been a wedding. So there's a wife, and she is part of the Godhead. She's part flesh and bone, see? Amen. Just like Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Amen. So that put a hold on the marriage until the Lord Jesus Christ become glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Amen. There'll be a bunch of people that goes into eternal age and in the millennium. See, this message here that's going forth now, it even takes away the death sentence. Right. There's people living, breathing right now. Glory to God, that's going right into that millennium. Live that 1,000 years and then go on into eternity. Hallelujah. After the millennium is over, praise God, they'll go right on into eternity. But first, the devil will be loose, and he'll be loose to try those that's born and raised in the millennium, those never lived in a world where the devil's tempting them, devil testing them, and all. The devil was bound, but he was loose, and he was loose for a little season, and being loose, God allowed that to give everyone a choice. I'm glad we're here by choice. I'm glad we're the wife of the Lamb by choice. Amen. First, it was God's choice, and he put it in our heart that we wasn't going to be happy, satisfied with just a religion of some type or just slightly knowing the Lord, but we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. That's what the wife is. Amen. And that virgin was to become the wife through the church age, she weren't satisfied just to be that type of Christian. She's the people that wanted more. She wanted to be the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Revelation 10 is completed, that stood a wife. Glory to God. And she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, which means glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. Yeah. And when I say the wife, I'm talking about we are the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. But we praise God for all the other people that's part of God. It takes all the other to make up the completeness of God. See, God comes to his fullness. Amen. All the people of the creation, I'm talking about now after the millennium. Amen. Those went into eternity. Amen. They have their part of God and the plan of God. And they are so happy in their play. Hallelujah. But there's another group dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that is us. Glory to God. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And we're part of the Godhead, part of God. And that's the Lord Jesus, part of the Almighty, part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. That's why we can claim, amen, our glorification. Amen. As it's in the works and working itself right out, till it's going to be totally completed. Everything's going to be totally completed. And that's where we're at today. We're right here at the end time in the completion of it. And we are learning as we go, see, as we walk with God. Our understanding of God, our understanding of the Godhead, and the understanding that the Father, Son, and the wife, see. Amen. The wife is the only one that is part of the Godhead, part of God, because she's part of the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Hallelujah. So here we are today, and we are special people, and we're part of God, but we're part of the Godhead, part of God. Hallelujah. Now, Paul, he brought that revelation in of the Jesus Christ being the fullness of the Godhead. He didn't say Jesus Christ was the fullness of God, but he was fullness of the Godhead, bodily, it said. Amen. And I want you to get that word bodily. It means it put it in flesh and bone. Flesh, amen, glory to God, glorified flesh and bone. And see, we become one, amen. He said we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and this being glorified flesh and bone, that's why you have glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you're part of the Godhead, part of God. Amen. And then we can have an understanding from this, from where we're standing in God, the Godhead. There's where the understanding come forth. So we have the understanding that people of many different walks of life and many different understanding that don't have the full understanding of this. Amen. they have their place in God. Right. Amen. Not everybody. Some of them just waiting for a chance to turn loose and be what they really are, and God gives them a chance to be that. Amen. That's when he turns the devil loose. Amen. That's why he cast the spirit of the beast and false prophet in the lake of fire. But the devil, he don't do it. Amen. The devil, he bound and tie him with a great chain, put him in prison. But then at the end of that 1,000 years, amen, for a little season, he loose him, and he'll go out and glean the earth, on the face of the earth, and get those that were really his to begin with, that weren't really solid for God to begin with. Amen. And they'll turn. And a lot of times we'll see people today, they'll turn. Glory to God. And so Satan will be loose, and they'll turn, and he'll gather together a number. And the Bible says, like the sand of the sea. Amen. And simply meaning a number you could look at and you couldn't give an accurate guess what they are, or estimate of how many it was. Amen. So here we are today. We're right in the middle of this, and we have to understand we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and that's how you become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. There's a wedding take place. Amen. And you're married to the Son of God, who now has become, and that was after his resurrection, who now has become glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Amen. So we just praise God and thank God today that he gave us this understanding. And so when we talk about the Godhead, three in the Godhead, we don't argue with them, but we know what it is. Amen. Because the wife is part of the Godhead, because she's part of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, see. The bodily part, that means, amen, not just spirit, but bodily. Amen. I like that, bodily. That means real people, but glorified flesh and bone. Oh, glory to God. Real people that now has to operate in this world, work, make a living, and whatever may fall their lot to do, and all the time praising God that they're glorified flesh and bone because they're married to the Son of God, who is glorified flesh and bone, who connects the whole thing to God, see? Amen. When he died on the cross that day, amen, he just didn't die for the wife of the Lamb. Amen, he just didn't die for his wife, but he died for all those, amen, that God had preordained, predestinated, or foresaw, we would say. Or what was the title of the message about the dream? The part of the dream that God dared to dream. Yes, the dream that God dared to believe. And see, they're part of that all over the world. Amen. And sometimes you might try to talk to someone about this, and if you feel led to it, and it's appropriate to do at the time. Amen. And they just can't quite see it, see. Amen. Well, they ain't supposed to, because they're not part of it. If they're part of the wife, it just click, 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 and it just come right in place, and not all in one day, maybe. Amen. But they'll get, the understanding will come. Amen. Just like it's coming to us.
Amen.
Amen. Just like now. Amen. We see how we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Well, he previously had become one with the Christ. Glory to God. And Christ was both masculine and feminine. And so when Christ come in his fullness, here come the masculine part of Christ, which is of God, and the feminine part of God. Glory to God. And he preached here all these years, 3.5 years or so. Amen. And so many miracles took place. Amen. And sometimes you see that feminine part come right out. But for the most part, the feminine part was laid dormant until the time for her day. And this is the day of the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't mean the wife of the Lamb don't have certain respect for people that love God and want to do the will of God in their realm. Glory to God, she don't condemn them. She knows where she stands. She knows that she's part of the Godhead. Amen. She praised God for it. But she don't look down or put her thumb on someone else, try to push them down to make herself shine, because she's the shining, the city on the hill cannot be hid. Glory to God. The glory of God's falling. So that's where we are today, and that's why we rejoice and all these good things that we do daily. Amen. So we just praise God and so happy. And when we get started on these, there is no stopping place. As we go, just go as far as we feel led, and then we'll start again another week. While we'll talk about this all week, next week, 2 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. And as we talk about it among ourselves, amen, more and more, we'll get more revelation out of it. Things that we didn't think. And a lot of times somebody tell me something, I'll say, I wish I'd have thought of that. I'd like to add that in the sermon. Amen. But I didn't think of it. But they got it. Amen. That's why it's a good sometimes take notes. Amen. And certain things, because we're listening and we'll let it slip our mind. But if we make a note of it, we can look back at the notes later. Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe turn the scripture, or as they listen at the turn the message back and listen to that part. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. And it'll just become more and more and more and more. Glory to God. And as you realize you are a part of the Godhead, part of God, you're that glorified flesh and bone, see. Hallelujah. And that puts you above and beyond. Amen. And it puts you in a separate part of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And that's the way God does things, even in the angels. I've anticipated doing it, but I don't think I will, because it'd be too long a study, I think, on it. But the different angels, the different positions, and so on, and how each one has different jobs to do, and everyone's happy in their place. But nobody ever take Gabriel's place. Nobody ever take Michael's place. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And there's some that God gave them special place. And there's Michael. He stands for the children of his people, children of Daniel's people. This is from Daniel. So he stands for the children of Israel. And the job will get done. Many times it looked like it's not getting done. It's they should do this, and they should do that, and they should do that. Well, maybe in the human realm, maybe they don't always make the very right decision for the right moment. But see, God done ordained it. He dreamed that in his dream, and it'll come to pass just as like he had it. Glory to God. And he's able to move things and move nations, set up kings and pull kings down, till everything's going to work out exactly like he's ordained it. And so will it be for everyone, the children of God, those that's not the wife. Amen. Now I'm talking here, those that are not the wife but has a part of God. Amen. That rejoice in the Lord and praise God. And as far as their human nature, as humanly, they're as good as they can be humanly. Amen. But these here, the wife of the Lamb, which is us, amen, it's different, because we're absolutely bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, say. Glory to God. And that is being part of the Godhead, part of God, say. Amen. And that's a revelation God has given in the last few years about the Godhead part of God. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus, amen, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that bodily put flesh and bone, and take the very God of heaven, put flesh and bone on it. Amen. Then it put, when we're married to him, amen, Paul said you become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. And that's what Adam said there when he saw Eve. This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Amen. She was part of Adam. Glory to God, and she will always be part of Adam's. Glory to God. Amen. And no one else, the children wouldn't never reached that peak of being part of Adam in the sense Adam and Eve were one. Say, amen. That's the family as it goes forward. And then there's, okay, you go from there to the cousins and so on, which we won't get in those things like that. Amen. But this is so good. I want to stop it all pretty much in the rim, and I'm not closing right now. Don't smile too big. I'm just going on you a little bit. Amen. They're part of God in the way that God's ordained them to be. See? Amen. And so we are bone of his bone. We become actual, absolutely part of the Godhead. Amen. Absolutely part of the Godhead. Just not part of the full domain of God that has a place out here somewhere. We're part of the Godhead. Amen. Amen. We're the queen. Amen. Amen. He's the king. Praise Amen. God. We're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. He's our husband. Glory to God, the mighty King. And so that isolates us and puts us in a special place. Amen. And in the and being that it isolates us from others, it don't mean the others, we take away their Christianity. No. Amen. You might find someone that loves the Lord and like to talk about the Lord, and you can see many places where they are not seeing and not knowing what you know. Amen. Not seeing what you see. Well, they're not supposed to be. And my wife and I both had a saying, let's don't take away what they do have. Amen. Just because we got this, we don't want to take away what they have. Amen. If they have a knowledge of God, if they had a conscience towards God, amen, leave them alone. Praise God, because they're going to wind up being the place they're supposed to be. Amen. Just like we did. We wound up and came to the place that we were supposed to be, and here we are today. Hallelujah, shouting the victory, glorifying the Lord. Amen. Amen, saying with all confidence that we are the wife of the Lamb. Amen, we are bone, of his glorified bone now. Amen. See, that's why Jesus had to be crucified. He had to be crucified and die for the sins of the world. Amen, for those that was in God's plan before the fall. Amen. And but he had to come forth in a resurrected, glorified body, see, before our marriage took place. Because we're married to one that is of glorified flesh and bone, we become bone of that glorified bone. We become flesh of that glorified flesh. Amen. The wife of the Son of God, and that puts us right direct line with the Father. Amen. Amen. The Father, Son, the wife. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why we're so happy today. That's why we're not worried. That's why we're not afraid we'll be lost or afraid this or afraid that. Amen. He chose us. He married us. Amen. And it was his choosing. And when we did, we become part of his bone, which was glorified now. Part of his flesh, which glorified. Amen. And puts us right there as a member of the Godhead, part of God. Amen. Amen. While God is everywhere present, David says he's so big, said if I take the wings of the morning and fly to the othermost parts of the world, he's there. And went on, he said, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. Amen. In other words, he was saying, you can't get anywhere that God's not there. Amen. But you can get somewhere where the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife is not there. Amen. Because we have now taken on glorified flesh and bone, and we are just like the Godhead stationary. Amen. We're stationary in God. Hallelujah. So here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We're not trying to be something we're not, because we don't want to be nothing we're not. Amen. We're the wife of the Lamb. There ain't nothing no greater. Hallelujah. And we will always come out doing his will. Glory to God. Because that's the way he works, it says. Glory to God. Amen. Do you love the Lord today?
I sure do.
Amen. All right. Rejoice in the Lord and praise God. Amen. Okay. Time really goes by fast, doesn't it, when you're rejoicing in the Lord. But I hope today we'll have a little better understanding. Glory to God. Amen. Of God and how the Lord Jesus Christ become part of God to the extent that he was both masculine and feminine. In other words, God just poured that spirit in him, the spirit of Christ, because he was going to use that for a specific thing. Amen. And that had nothing to do with people all over the world, those that would be born, so only those that was to be part of the wife, see. Amen. So it came through just like it did. It had to fall, had to go through death, they did, of the body. Glory to God. But once we become glorified flesh and bone, see, death is not in the vocabulary anymore. Amen. Can glorified flesh and bone die? No, Jesus died once. Death has no more dominion over him. And if we're connected into that, and I say if, but we know that we are, we were connected into that, and he gave us his mind. Amen. We have his thinking. And when he gave us God the Almighty, came right down through. Because Jesus, he preached the thing that God showed him. Amen. The things came to his mind, the things that was in God. And now it comes to us, the things the Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us. That's why we have a thorough understanding of the 70 week of Daniel, 7 years of it, and the tribulation period. And then we have the day of the Lord, how all that judgment comes. And then there at the beginning of the millennium, how he gathers the people together, what's left. And he'll separate them as a sheep from the goat, as a shepherd separates sheep from the goat. Amen. And the word spoken against those that are just goats already manifest themselves that way. Glory to God. But those that not, that Jesus will say, enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And this is, the Father knew this before the foundation of the world. And so do I. Amen. Because I'm part of him. Amen. And they will be allowed to go into millennium. And they will be allowed, amen, to keep this world in good shape, make a heavenly paradise out of it for 1,000 years. But then during this 1,000 years, there's millions that's born and raised, and some of them are just renegades in their hearts, see. Those young children when they go into the millennium, see, he's only going to judge those that is old enough to know what's going on. See, there'll be families. He's not going to kill all the babies there. That's not the that they're going to be allowed to live in that 1,000 years. Amen. And they'll be just as good as you can see. That you'll never know that there's any difference much. Amen. Till another voice come. But when another voice come, and the other voice began to speak contrary-wise, the other voice began to say, we don't have to do it this way. So the devil will probably say, you talk about a millennia, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till we get through. It'll be the greatest thing no one had ever imagined. It'll be so great. And he'll go have his agents go out throughout the land, amen, and deceive a multitude. Glory to God. That's when the devil will be judged, and all these will be judged and cast in the lake of fire. And once something is cast in the lake of fire, it does not come out. And the purpose it's cast in the lake of fire is to destroy them. Amen. All sin and sinners be destroyed there. Now there's eternity. Now there's heaven, we'd say. Amen. And it's just glory, glory, glory from there on out. Amen. So those are the things that we have laying before us. And those are the things that we understand. And that's why the wife, We, the wife of the Lamb, is the only one that understand the Godhead. Amen. Because many don't understand the scripture that's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, that when Christ come back to earth for this wedding, which will be Revelation 10, show, amen, that he'll bring all those that have died through the church ages that is part of the wife, see. Amen. Bring them all back with him. Amen. And they'll take on glorified flesh and bone. And the Bible says, together with them, we'll be caught away, caught up. Amen. So those are the things we're looking at, and we have perfect understanding of it. So what are you today? You're glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Why are you glorified flesh and bone? Yeah, because that's what God says. He's creating this message, bringing forth. Amen. And he's letting us know. Amen. We're being joined not to Jesus Christ as he was in the first 3.5 years of his ministry. He had a ministry. And that's why we see, and I'm not going into details on, I didn't get in on, I just got in on the tail end of it a little bit. We see, there was a revival going across this nation in the 40s and 50s, amen, into the 60s. You wouldn't believe the great things taking place. But then all of a sudden, it's just like somebody reached over and turned the faucet off a water pipe. Amen, it just stopped. And Brother Brown said, used to go into town 30 and 40,000, and now there's only a few. And the brother that Barbara and I knew real well, brother and then the Greensboro, South Carolina up there, I believe it was, wasn't it? Brother, where he was telling about Brother Brown.
Oh, Nipley, Kentucky.
Kentucky there. And he was a neighbor of Brother Brown there for a long time. And Brother Brown, he attended a lot of the meeting. And so one night at a service, the man said, Brother Brown, them people love you and believe you. Said it's such a wonderful thing. They just believe you and accept you. And Brother Brown, he said, Brother, and I'll not call his name yet. Yeah, he said, Brother, I can count on one hand those that was really getting it, see. Amen. Well, what happened to them? They just went so many different ways over time now. Not in a year, not in 2 years, but in about a 10-year period of time, it just all withered away. Amen. And now it went into where he began to call, get his wife, see. Hallelujah. So here we are today. Amen. Married to the Lord. And this is a marrying message. Yes, marriage, see. Amen. It has done that to those, I'm not saying every one of men yet, but everyone that's not in, glory to God, when they come in, they hear this one time and they'll probably shout for a day or two. Have to take a day or two off, do nothing much but shout. Glory to God. They realize what the Lord has done. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done, they can say. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I guess my time's running out here, but we just praise God for all these good things. And it's so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the wife of the Lamb. And the Father, through the Son, amen, received from us, you know, the flesh and bones, see. Amen. I believe we use the term in the book solidified, or solidified. Amen. But the God don't become us, we become God. We become part of God, but we don't become God, part of God as a whole, but we could become part of the Godhead bodily through the Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our husband. Amen. And our all in all, we could say. Amen. That connects God right with us. Amen. So we got a straight line right to the heart of God, see. And not just the outer fringes of what God's doing everywhere present. Amen. And the presence of God, it's so great that heaven and earth can't contain him, all those things. See, it's so great. But we're zeroing in on a part of it. That's what the message, as a part of it, and this part of it, it deals with the Father, Son, and the wife, see. And that's the Godhead part. And see, we're not made from some other part. We're created from the Godhead part of God. Yeah. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead part. That means the thinking of God and God's workings and all that. Amen. And we understand this part. And God just give us knowledge of these things. But we, as the wife of the Lamb, we don't try to keep digging back there, trying to find out maybe 10,000 years from now what they're going to be doing in this part of the earth or that part of the earth. No, we're rejoicing in the Lord, praising God. Amen. Glory to God. And becoming that tree of life. Amen. Where the water of life clears crystal, running right through us. Amen. And in the spiritual sense, amen. In God's dream, it's already doing it. Amen. And coming into reality. Amen. More and more. So we just praise the Lord. And we just thank him. And you might think you've lost some of your evangelistical fire. No, it's still here. Glory to God. But this year, it's God moving this into a different realm. Like I said, the big revivals, amen, that tent meeting, we used to be in tent meetings and big revivals. And a lot of times we would think that unless we preach somewhere or try to get somebody saved somewhere, that maybe we weren't doing the will of God and we'd have blood on our hands and on like that, trained by other preachers hearing what they said. Amen. But then God began to lead me in the deeper thing, and I began to realize after hearing Brother Brandon and Brother Jackson and bringing it on up to this message that we're preaching now, glory to God, and realizing that Christ has come and brought those saints with him. Amen. And they're hearing the same thing, taking on glorified flesh and bones just like we are. Glory to God. And together, we're going to be caught away. Amen. While the rest of this being cleaned up and getting us ready to walk out in that glorious millennia. Praise God. So I guess we'll go ahead and close out here. And I didn't take the time at first to pray or just got started. And here I went, see. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you love him today? Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Well, isn't she wonderful and beautiful? Glory to God. So let's pray. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come to you again. And Lord, we just come praising you and thanking you for all these good things. And Lord, for this message. And may the people throughout the week and think on this and more and more. And Lord, as they do, you'll just open up more word and make it so great and so real to them. Lord, we just praise you in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Bob, you have another song for us of that same one again? Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. I just feel the good spirit of God
amen.
Today.
Thank
amen.
You,
I feel that anointing. Amen. And David said, it makes me feel like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall.
Amen.
Yeah, I know why. I begin to see what it felt like. All right.
Speaking such words, Lord, that burns like a flame. Your wife and the earth we now proclaim. For we which are alive and have remained, glorified flesh and bones we have obtained. Now we're glorified, flesh and bones with you, your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. In fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the wife. Was a mystery through the years, but now has come to life. Departed saints are here in this action of the twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Now we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Oh, we're speaking such words, Lord, that burns like a flame. Your wife and the earth we now proclaim. For we which are alive and have remained, glorified flesh and bones we have obtained. Now we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Your true wife, the giver of the water of life, rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. It's in fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the wife. It was a mystery through the years, but now has come to life. Departed saints are here in this action of the twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Rejoicing in this twinkling of an eye. Now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Oh, now, Lord, we're glorified, flesh and bones with you. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I just loved them. I just loved it. Amen. Yeah, I just love what was said on the Godhead. Amen. And that God used Christ to create the Godhead part of God bodily. Amen. That he used the Christ to do it. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Praise God. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the good things that God has given us, that God's ordained for us. And so let's just enjoy what we've heard and meditate on it. And of course, you're getting time for you to go have your dinner anyway. Amen. So we just praise the Lord for all these good things. So may God bless you. Amen is our prayer. Amen and amen.